Thank you, Bethany. That is the go along with the sermon song tonight. Perfect. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Isaiah 7:14, a familiar verse this time of year, always, pretty much always read this time of year. And then Isaiah 9. Isaiah 7, verse 14, and then we'll go to Isaiah chapter 9. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And again, Emmanuel means God with us. And this, of course, a prophecy that would take place later. And when God doesn't have to predict, God makes everything happen. And he made this happen. Then Isaiah 9 and verse 6. And Bethany just sang about this. Isaiah 9, 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. I want to talk to you tonight about Christmas. Father, bless the preaching tonight. Thank you for the beautiful music and just for the season, Lord. Thank you that we can celebrate the birth of a king. And it's not something that should be taken lightly. It's not something that should be changed. It is something that is not only a king's birth, but a king born of a virgin, a miraculous birth, a birth that has only taken place one time, and it's big, it's huge. And God, I pray that you will help us to understand that tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we emphasize in Isaiah 7:14 that the Lord himself shall give you a sign, and the sign, behold, a virgin shall conceive. This isn't going to happen again. It's not something that happens often. In fact, it never had happened before, and it can't happen, except God does it. Amen. And a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which later on we find out means God with us. Amen. And then in Isaiah 9, we see this, it's a huge event here. Unto us a child is born. Well, it's a whole lot more than just a child being born. It says here a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. And look at his name. It'll be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. It's a big deal. And it talks about the increase of his government and peace. There shall be no end upon the throne of David. This is a big thing. This is something that is absolutely huge. God with us, born of a virgin, and he's a king, and it's huge. And that's why we should love to celebrate it. I want to talk to you tonight about Christmas, and it's really not a real hard message where you're going to weep and wail at the altar, though God can do anything with his messages, but it's really more of an informative one to kind of understand why we do what we do. You know, there are those that would criticize our decorations. There are those that would say, you know, you shouldn't do that. You're taking away from Christmas. And I just want to explain to you a little bit about that. And, you know, we sing the songs. We sing Joy to the World. Joy to the World, the Lord has come. Actually, that is a song that was originally written about the second coming of Christ. And but it works, amen. And you know, we not only talk about the Lord coming as a baby, and we talk about the Lord coming again, but how about the time he came into your heart and your life? And my Bible says that there would be rejoicing in heaven when he comes into the hearts and lives over one sinner that repents. So there's all kinds of rejoicing when the Lord comes anywhere, amen. And there ought to be, right? Amen. There should be. We sing the song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. We don't know if angels really do sing. We think they do, but nowhere in the Bible does it say angels sing. They do praise. We know that. But we just kind of think that maybe they do. But we celebrate. We're excited. We sing A Silent Night, Holy Night, All is Calm, All is Bright. And we sing these songs and we're all excited. We sing songs about, the Lord coming and angels we have heard on high, and we watch people, and we'll do this on Tuesday night and we'll lose our voices. Amen. And angels we have heard on high. And then we get into gloria. And it's so fun to watch people sing that. And they run out of breath and everybody laughs, you know, and the basses go, oh. And we always, you know, I've watched different guys sing that, and always on that last note where it drops, they drop, you know, and we're excited. Well, shouldn't we be excited? You know, we should be excited. It's a big day. I mean, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. That's that baby. Amen. That's God with us. That's a king. That's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. God is with us. Amen. We get excited about that. We should. And then we give out gifts. And I'm going to talk about that. I love to give gifts. I enjoy giving gifts. I enjoy giving my wife gifts. She has no idea. Her gifts have been wrapped for a couple of weeks now. I was the first one to have gifts under the tree. I was the first one to have gifts before the tree was ever gotten out. Amen? I don't think ever gotten out's right, but I don't care. But, you know, we should love, we should enjoy that. It's a fun time of the year. I love my little Christmas notes that I get from children and cards and different things. And of course, we love the cookies and the candy and all that kind of stuff. But it's just an exciting time. It ought to be an exciting time for Christians. I get frustrated when, well, you know, bah humbug. Why would a Christian ever say that? Now, I can see why you might say that about Frosty the Snowman, because who cares, right? I mean, his shape is what we're trying to avoid. Wouldn't that be true? And yes, it is. And but the whole point I'm trying to make is, folks, we ought to be excited about Christmas. We of all people ought to be excited about Christmas. And I want to give you just five things that I think are somewhat controversial among Christians. And people get, and somebody you may get all, you might bristle, you know, and get, but don't, all right? Just listen to what I have to say and let me try to help you with the subject of Christmas. Again, you have to admit, it's a big day. It's big in the Bible. I mean, the Bible talks about, we'll talk about this more and more, and we sing about it, and it's talked about in the Cantata and Luke chapter 2 and Matthew chapter 1 and the angels, and you know, they sound like they're pretty excited, right? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. I don't think when the Bible says suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, I don't think they all went, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I think they're excited. I think they're happy. I mean, they're as happy as an angel can be. They're praising God. And of all things, a Christian, someone who is saved, someone who's called upon Jesus Christ to be their Savior, we ought to be excited. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, all the shopping and all that kind of stuff. And one of the songs in the cantata, you know, when you get songs in your mind, they just stick with you. Isn't that tough? You know, hurry, 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 bum, 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 bum. You know, and every time I'm out and about, I see people shopping, I think, hurry, 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 hurry. You know, and that's what they're doing. But that's not what Christmas is all about. Christmas is all about the government, that the government shall be upon his shoulder. Here you are, you gripe and complain about the government. One of these days, the government's going to be perfect. Amen. Amen. One of these days, there's not going to be anything to complain about. You know, it's not going to be, well, I just can't figure out who to vote for. Listen to me. One of these days, there won't be a vote. He's king. Amen. And he's perfect. And we should rejoice. And that little baby that was born on Christmas Day, That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's God. And we ought to celebrate. We ought to be excited about Christmas. Let me give you five things. We'll be done. Number one, Christmas Day. Christmas Day. Romans 14, verse 5. Look at it. Romans chapter 14, verse 5. Again, I'm not necessarily trying to change anybody's mind. You say, well, I've decided I'm going to just lock myself in a room. All right, you go ahead. You go ahead. Romans 14 and verse 5. One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. And you know, here's the thing. And I hear this all, well, you know, Jesus really probably wasn't born on December 25th. Okay. You know, we don't know the exact date. The Bible does not say the exact date, but there was a date. Amen. There was a date. I remember, by the way, and there may be somebody here. Was anybody born on February 29th here? Any of you? Have you ever known anybody born on February 29th? All right, some of you had. I believe it was my fifth grade teacher. He got up one day and told us that he was only, 9 years old, I think, or something like that. We just kind of looked at him. Really? You look older than that, buddy. But his birthday was February 29th. And guess what? Thank you. There's not, you know, I'm going to talk to you guys. There's not always a February 29th. It's only every 4 years we have a February 29th. That means that you would stay younger than you really are. No, you don't do that. So what do? So February 29th comes around, and it's February 29th, and then you have your birthday, and then next year, you don't get a birthday? Is that how that works? Some of the women are saying, yes, hallelujah, I love that idea. No, that's not what they do. You know what they do? They go ahead and celebrate the day anyway. Why? Because there is a day. And there was a day. And praise the Lord for that. Thanksgiving, that was a day. There was a day. Somewhere along the line, there was a day that the pilgrims thanked God that they were alive. Probably there were several days, amen? We get all messed up with this idea.
Well, since we don't know what day it was, I'm just going to suck my thumb.
Come on. Grow up. We're celebrating the birth of a king. We don't know what day it was. I can't tell you what day it was. I think probably, how many of you think he was born in the spring? Yeah, a couple people are reasonable. How many of you are not going to raise your hand right now? You just did. there are just all, you can always count on some people. They're just always right there. Praise God, they're with us. But it was a certain day. Do you understand? Thanksgiving Day, not all my blessings come on that day. In fact, usually Thanksgiving Day is not a blessed day. Why? Because I'm miserable. No, I'm just kidding. But we have blessings all the time. But what's wrong with setting aside a day? What's wrong with understanding Jesus was born on a day, and let's celebrate that day? I am not going to let the world, worldliness, the devil, his crowd, I am not going to let them take away the fact that God with us, and God made a big deal out of it in his word. I'm not going to let other people, I'm not going to let some grumpy Christian rob me of the blessing that I have by saying, you know what? God came down. By the way, I celebrate the day that I got saved. But I don't know what day it was. Don't remember the exact date. There are people that say you're not saved if you don't remember the exact date. How many of you don't remember the exact date? You're in trouble. Come on, did you get saved or not? I just know it was in September. I know it was in the fall. I remember all the circumstances around. I just didn't write down the date. Yeah, and guess what? I'm saved. And I know I'm saved, amen. And I'm not going to worry about that. You know, I've heard evangelists get up and say, "Bless God, if you don't have your date of when you got saved written down in your Bible, bless God, you need to get saved." Come on, people, that's not true. Now, it's a good thing to do. It's a wonderful thing to do, and I think it's great. And when anytime I've led someone to the Lord, I've said, now you need to write down this date, mark it down. But I'm not going to be upset with somebody if you know you're saved and you don't remember the day. By the way, I'm beginning to forget all kinds of things, right? You know what I mean. But there was a day, and we don't know that exact day, but there was a day. Some people, they get all bent out of shape over the name. Christ's Mass. It's Catholic. No, it's not Catholic. I don't know if that name is Catholic or not. Maybe Christ's Mass. They do have Mass, right? But it's okay. If it's a Catholic name, okay, that's fine. Do you know that all names, pretty much every name we use, is inherited by some heathen? You use them all the time. Don't get all bent out of shape. Yeah, I can't believe Pastor Rogers says Christmas, and well, that's... Come on. Do you ever say Monday? Yeah, you do, don't you? You know, just about all the names we use are inherited from somebody that's heathen. They didn't come from godly Christian people. Do you understand that? And again, as long as it's not a bad word or something like that. How about the Indians? I'm not against Indians, and I love Indians and Christian Indians, and do not, you know, he's a racist. Oh, shutteth uppeth. Listen to me. But let's admit that many of them are pagan. Right? What county do we live in? Lenawee. Oh, that's a good English word. That came right over from England, didn't it, Lenawee? Uh-huh. Sure it did. Right? What about the city north of us?
Tecumseh.
Yeah, that's Irish. Come on, people. It is time that we understand that we use, okay, what is today? Sunday. Sun worship, huh? Saturday. Do you worship Saturn? January, the Roman god Janus. Oh. But you know what? That's not why I use those words. I don't worship those gods. I'm not interested in all those things. I just use a word that just came, it happened to come from, you know, a heathen background, a pagan background, a non-believing background. And so Christmas, the word itself, okay, if it comes from that, that's not what I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating the birthday of a king. And it's a big deal in the Bible. We don't know the exact date, the name. We don't have to worry about that. What about, you know, and I hear this, what about those heathen holiday roots? Yeah, there are. There are heathen holiday roots with every holiday. Do you understand? There are heathen holiday roots with Christmas. No question about that. But that's not what I'm doing. And I hope that's not what you're doing. You know, again, we have to, you know, there's no comparison with the holiday that we're celebrating the birth of Christ on that day, not because it was that day, but because it was a day. And we're setting aside a day to say, praise the Lord, Jesus Christ was born to die on a cross for us. Glory to God. You know, you need to understand that you know, with heathen holiday roots and all that kind of stuff, you need to realize pagans did something every day. If you wanna, we could go through and study pagans and false religions and all kinds of people that don't believe like we believe. Do you understand? They did something every day. You gonna just cross every day off your calendar? Just because the pagans did this and the pagans did that and the heathen did this and the heathen. No, listen to me. We're celebrating a day. We're making a big deal. I had somebody one time that said, yeah, you know, you decorate everything all up and take people's mind off of Jesus. Are you kidding me? That's all we've talked about. Amen. That's what we talk about, is Jesus, what it's all about. It's not about the tree and the bulbs and the poinsettias and all that. We're just celebrating. That's all. Anyway, you know, I was just thinking, I'm probably getting ahead of myself, but that's okay, I can. Downstairs in the fellowship hall, we're going to celebrate a birthday.
Not mine.
Did you? No, not yours. It's because you're old. But you'll notice one thing, it'll be very obvious to you. There's decorations. Oh, you're going to take people's minds off of the people whose birthday it is. Do you know how dumb that is? Listen to me. We are celebrating. We should make it a big deal.
Amen.
A church, more than anyone, should make it a big deal. Amen. And I don't care what the heathen do. You know, the heathen, well, you know, that's the heathen did this and the heathen did that. But, okay, all right, listen. This property, okay, if you really believe that way, this property was once a brickyard. You don't believe me? Go out there and dig in the soccer field. Or fall. Well, don't really. We'll have people do that. Hey, I thought that'd be neat. But listen. It was once used as a brickyard. I guess we can't use it now, right? You know, I don't care what other people did on December 25th. I don't care what other people did on what is called Christmas. I don't care what they, I know what I'm doing.
Amen.
By the way, I was once used differently. And God's using me the right way now. Because I let him. Amen. I'm under new management now. You know, the pagans, maybe they honored their pagan gods and maybe they uplifted their pagan gods and all of that, but I'm not. I'm uplifting Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the one who was born of a virgin who came and lived a perfect life and died for me. Amen. Now, a lot of people don't do that. The world has done its best. Satan has lied enough to get so many people away from that. And there, it's all about money. It's all about getting drunk. It's all about immorality. It's all about wickedness. It's all about sin. But that's what they do. That's not what I do. That's not what I do. You know, people say, well, you know, it's just like Halloween. It's not just like Halloween. Halloween, there's nothing Christian. Never, I don't have anything Christian I can say about Halloween. There's nothing I can say. Now, people may do it, and I'm not, you know, that's up to them. But it's still pagan, and it's all of its roots are pagan and heathen and everything else, and trick-or-treat is extortion. You should get arrested for trick-or-treat, shouldn't you? So if somebody knocks on your door tonight, after church, they knock on your door, and they say, okay, if you don't give me something right now like a candy bar, I'm going to soap your windows, or I'm going to break your window, or I'm going to punch you, and you don't suppose that'd put you in jail? Hello. But I'm not getting off on that tangent. I'm just saying, understand that that is still, you know, we call it harvest parties around here because of fall. Amen. And we can do that. It's okay. We just, you know, we don't bring the devil in and witches. Well, every now and then we've had a witch or two here, but. It wasn't that funny, Harold, really. But number one is Christmas Day. There's a day. Come on, celebrate the day. A day Christ came to this earth to live a perfect life and to die on a cross. He came on a day. Let's, again, we should celebrate that day. The fact that God would come down here. He didn't have to, but he did. That's why there's trees. That's why there's lights. That's why there's flowers. That's why we decorate. That's why, you know, we're festive. It's exciting because there was a day. Don't know if it was the right day, that day or whatever, but Christmas Day, it's a special day. Not because you're going to get presents. Not because you're going to, I'm finally going to get those socks that I've always wanted. It's not because of that. It's because Jesus came to this earth. Wow. And it's a big deal to God. It should be a big deal to us. Christmas Day. Number two, how about this? Christmas decorations. Christmas decorations. Are you ready? Jeremiah 10. You knew I was going there, didn't you? Somebody's going to end up getting mad. I know they are. Jeremiah 10 and verse 1. They're going to say, Pastor, you're a liberal. I am so far from being a liberal, it's pitiful. Jeremiah 10, verse 1, hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. Be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain, that means empty. For one cutteth the tree out of the forest. The work of the hands of the workman with the axe. Why? I've got you right there already. We didn't cut our tree out of the forest. We cut it out of the store. And every year we cut it out of the box. Anyway, they deck it with silver and with gold. We don't use any silver or gold. No, we don't have any gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers that it move not. They are upright as a palm tree, but speak not. By the way, if your tree speaks, you got problems. All right? They must needs be born. They do. Because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. And what is the thing about this tree that they're talking about here? He uses words like this several times about they must be born. That means they have to be carried from one place to another. They can't speak. They can't hear. They can't counsel. They can't help. They can't do anything. He says that about something else. Starts with the letter I. Idols. Now, listen to me. If you want to worship that thing, you are in trouble because it can't help you. Don't pray to your tree. Amen?
Amen?
Don't ask your tree to help you. Okay, you need a raise. You know, oh, thou tree, please give me a raise. Okay, it can't do that. You are going to pick up the tree. You lift the tree. You carry the tree different places. Do not worship your tree. I'll be honest with you, the song O Christmas Tree does nothing for me. I want nothing, I don't care about it. Now, if you sing it for fun, I sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer sometimes for fun, just kidding around and stuff. Jingle Bells, what spiritual connotation does that have? But it's kind of fun, right? Some of you are giving that look like, oh boy. But listen, seriously. Is your tree an idol? If it is, then it shouldn't be.
Amen.
Let me ask you this. Are your rocks out in your rock garden, is that an idol? My mom had a rock garden. When my mom moved from Indiana to Florida, we had to move mom's rock garden to Florida. Every rock. First of all, she had a rock from every state in the United States. Some of those rocks were large rocks. I'm serious about it. We loaded every rock. She had, I don't know how many hundreds of rocks in her rock garden. We loaded every rock and put every rock on the trailer and moved those rocks all the way to Florida from Indiana in our U-Haul trailer. But you know what? I don't remember mom ever praying to one of those rocks. I don't remember my mom ever calling out, oh, thou rock, please. They weren't idols. She just used them as decorations. Don't pray to your tree. Don't worship your tree. Don't count on your tree to do anything except shed if it's real. Die if it's real. That's about all they're going to do. Don't let your tree be an idol. That's exactly what this is talking about in Jeremiah. You should never make anything, I don't care what it is, you should not make it an idol. Amen? Don't let your lights be an idol. Don't let your bulbs be an idol. Your string of lights should never be an idol because you will end up maybe calling it names before the year is over with. I called one of our strings of lights a name recently. Why do we decorate? Well, why do we decorate for somebody's birthday? Why do we decorate for a party? Why do we decorate for someone's anniversary? 50th anniversary, what do? We all go out and buy gold things. Did I tell you that ours is just about 11 years away? But why do we do all this? And why do we decorate for somebody's 25th anniversary? Why do we decorate for these different activities? Why, you know, Dave, there's going to be a wedding, right? And they're going to decorate. Why?
I don't
either. Why? Why is it we're going to have those little doohickeys things that you blow and they whee? You know what I'm talking about? Why do we do that? Why? I've seen some of you, I've seen pictures of you with little pointy hats. Why? What? They're fun. Why do we do all these things? Listen to me. It's because we're celebrating something. Shouldn't we celebrate? Shouldn't we decorate? Shouldn't we have little blinky lights and lights and pretty lights and different? Shouldn't we? Shouldn't we somehow say, hey, this is special? In Isaiah chapter 9, he said, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And this child, this son, the government is going to be upon his shoulders. Not just for 4 years, but for all eternity. It's pretty special, I think. Huh? Pretty special, I think. Now look, if your tree or your decorations become more important than Jesus, then you have a problem. By the way, if your manger scene becomes more important than Jesus, then you have a problem. Anything. Doesn't matter what it is. Honestly, if nothing should be more important than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Nothing should. And do you understand that, you know, you say, well, I serve God. And Jesus, you know, Mary and Martha, remember? Remember? And who chose the best part? And why? Because she sat at the feet of Jesus. Serving, what about that? But serving's not more important than Jesus, because if you serve without Jesus, before long you'll get burnt out and quit. Nothing should come before the Lord. And so, you know, I'll hear this, well, but so many people don't mean it. Yeah, you know, one of the funniest things I've seen, it's one of the saddest things, is a tavern that has a Christmas advertisement that says peace on earth. When they're selling the opposite, night after night after night. They don't, yeah, I understand that. You know, there's a lot of people that came to church this morning in this church and other churches. They didn't mean it. What are you going to do? I mean it. Do you mean it? You better believe it. You know, don't let all these things rob you of celebrating the birthday of a king. Amen? Yeah. You know, there's some holidays and everything. I don't necessarily care about the holiday, but we like the day off, right? But you know, with Christmas, I'm going to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus no matter what. And I'm going to decorate, and I'm going to celebrate, and I'm going to do all those things because it's a big day. It should be a big day. Number one, Christmas Day. Number two, Christmas decorations. Number three is Christmas deception. Now, some of you might want to plug your ears. It is never right to lie. It is never right to lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness. It is never right to lie. I don't care. Now, Tubby in the department store, I don't care what you call him, but you ought never lie. Ever. See, I'm being careful. I'm still a nice guy. You call people, whatever you want to call them. Call a clown. We used to say the Christmas clown. But it's never. He does not see you when you're sleeping and know when you're awake. And he does not know if you've been bad or good. He doesn't know. It's cute. It's all cute, isn't it? But it's never right to lie. I'm going to tell you something. And I'm being as careful as I can. I don't want to ruin anybody's night. But I'm going to tell you this, if you lie to somebody about that, how will they know you didn't lie about Jesus?
Right.
It is never right to to lie. We have vacation Bibles. This last year we had Dr. Christopher T. Mass here. Yeah, we got the devil, didn't we? But not one time did anybody lie about anything. We can call anybody anything we want. We had some puppets appear, and it was kind of scary for a while there. But, they all have names. And what was that one's name? I kind of like that one bird. Bones? Is that the name of one of the puppets? Bones? Who named it Bones? We have one of them named You Can Too Can. I know who named it that. And we can call anything, but do not lie. Do not lie about anything. And Candy Cane was Candy Cane, and Noah L. was Noah L., and Yuletide is Yuletide, and they were, and then they're not. Amen. And Dr. Christopher T. Mass, he was here several years ago, and he came back another time, and as far as we know, he's not right now. Unless he's on an ornament in your home. How many of you have the ornament of Dr. Christopher T. Mass on your tree right now? You know what? One of these days, I'm going to ask that question. I'm going to give a $20 bill. Our ornament of Dr. Christopher T. Mass is right there in the middle, looking over an ornament of a groom and an ornament of a bride. And Christopher T. Mass ornament is watching to make sure there is a 6-inch distance between the two ornaments. That is on our tree as I speak. It is never right to lie. You know what? Only God sees us when we're sleeping and knows when we're awake and knows if we've been bad or good. Only God knows that. You know what? For those who practice Xmas, that all makes sense. It all makes sense. For lost people, it makes sense. But for a Christian, it doesn't make sense ever to lie. Amen. Right? Right. And so many people who celebrate Christmas, they're not celebrating the birth of Jesus. They're celebrating Xmas. But they're not saved. And what else should they celebrate? Right? They don't believe in Him. Why would they celebrate Christ? They don't care. I'm not mad at them. They're not saved. They need to get saved. Right? That's why we get bent out of shape when we can't put a manger scene up at the courthouse and we get all upset about that. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is most of the people that are represented by the courthouse don't believe it anyway. But I can sure put one up with what I say. It amazes me how many people get bent out of shape about a manger scene in a courthouse who never one time tell one soul about Jesus Christ. That's a hypocrisy. To expect a government who is Xmas to do something you yourself are not willing to do, who says you have Christ. I just thought I'd throw it in. That was free. It's right before a birthday party. It's why, you know, honestly, the public schools program is Rudolph, Frosty, Holiday, Winter, you know, anything but Jesus. Yeah, but you don't have to say happy holiday to people. You can say Merry Christmas to people. You can say, praise the Lord, I'm celebrating the birth of a king. You can still do that. People got bent out of shape over Starbucks. You know, I don't even know what the issue is. Just something to do with their cup. You know, well, it's not spiritual. They don't claim to be spiritual. But those same people that would get bent out of shape wouldn't even cross the street to tell their neighbor how to be saved. That just irritates a fire out of me. But that has nothing to do with this. You know, that's why we ought to go soul winning, because we believe the Christmas story. Because there was a day that Jesus Christ was born here in my heart. Christmas Day, Christmas decorations, Christmas deception, don't lie. It's never right to lie. That's why we don't allow lying. Don't want to promote anybody that's a lie. Don't want anybody to think, you know, if somebody, you say, well, you know, so-and-so, they kind of like all that kind of stuff. That's up to them, and that's their business. But I'm not going to lie. Amen. You know, as our kids grew, when they were just little, they say, who's that? He's everywhere. I said, that's the Christmas clown. He's making people laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Amen. Number four is Christmas devotion. I hear this every now and then. Well, we should only give to Jesus. I wish somebody would give to Jesus on his birthday. Amen. I'm serious about that. We just so often forget all about Jesus. And I'm not talking about giving him socks. But why wouldn't we give extra to Jesus on Christmas? Yeah, I know it gets real quiet on that one. But the truth of the matter is, what is wrong with giving to people? I get so frustrated when, we should only give to Jesus and not give to... Okay, look, in Esther 9, verse 22, when the Jews were delivered, remember? Look at it real quick. Esther 9, I'm going to speed up. Actually, we're about done. Esther 9, I want you to read this. And there's several examples in the scripture. Esther 9 and verse 22. Just the idea of giving gifts. As the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day. Don't you like that? I like that. I do too, Harold. That's good stuff. That they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. Isn't that good? Well, why would they do that? Well, they're celebrating. Why? Because it went from sorrow to joy, and it went from mourning into a good day. And what did they do? They celebrated, and they gave gifts. They gave portions to one another, and they gave gifts to the poor. That is so awesome. I love that. Why? Because the Jews had been delivered from, remember, wicked Haman, one of my favorite stories in the Bible. When Zacchaeus got saved, what did he do? He gave what? Well, lots of them. Half to the poor. Why did he do that? Because he got saved. Yeah. Oh, look what the Bible says in Matthew 25 about giving. Matthew 25, you already know. By the way, this would really, really be a lot cheaper with your Christmas list. Matthew 25 and verse 40. The king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. What's that? I gave a drink of water. When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? When saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And Jesus said, when you do it to the least of these, my brethren, it's like you did it to me. You cannot find enough excuses to give. If we would realize that if I give to him and to her 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 and to her, every time I'm giving, if I'm doing that, then it's as if I did it for him. Amen. So why wouldn't we give at Christmas? Why wouldn't we be a blessing at Christmas? Why is it such a hard thing? I think my wife gave a testimony that when she was just a child, her parents were very poor, and they were thrilled to get an orange. I said she was thrilled to get an orange for Christmas. And what else? Pajamas. And an orange. But wait a minute. She was thrilled to get that. And so her parents gave that. And Jesus said, that's like you gave it to me. Are y'all listening? Why don't we give at Christmas? I'm not talking about because you have to. I'm talking about because you get to. I'm constantly looking for excuses to give. And Christmas is a wonderful great opportunity to give. Christmas devotion. We can give to Jesus, but we can give to each other as well. And then number five, the last thing is Christmas disappointment. And I see it every year, and it just frustrates me that much more. What's Christmas disappointment? Well, when it's over. What's up to you? Seriously. Do you understand poor people still have needs. You could still help them. Right? Remember, Brother Jim Collins? Every year, I don't know how many men, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but a bunch of men here. Every year, Brother Collins, he'd meet you in the back and he'd say, "Brother, you going to give this year?" And we did, right? He collected. What was that for? That was for somebody else. I've been waiting on somebody to start doing that again. But you say, "Well, I'll wait till next Christmas." Did you know poor people are still around? People still have needs, whether it's Christmas or not. You know, our bus kids still have needs. Look around. Look at them. Check it out sometime. People at nursing home, do you understand? Seriously, why do we go Christmas caroling just at Christmas? Something to think about, isn't it? Yeah. You do all these things for your family. Well, it's Christmas. What about throughout the year? We get all excited for our church, but what about all year? Let me ask you a question. Is God with you just at Christmas, or is he with us all year? We're celebrating God with us, and it's all year. Praise God he came. Praise God he died. Praise God he rose again. Praise God he's in my heart. I'm going to celebrate at Christmas time. I hope you'll celebrate too. But you know what? I celebrate all year long. We take down the tree, but we keep talking about Jesus. Come on, somebody. There's a song in your heart, my heart, the heart. There's a song in the air. But is the song in the air at your home, or is it just at Christmas time? Come on. Is it? Do all of a sudden when you put away Nat King Cole Christmas hits or whatever it is, you put that away for the year, and all of a sudden now we just walk around glum again? I know I shouldn't have said Nat King, but that's okay. I'm just a preacher. But actually, I was thinking about Perry Como. It was Bing Crosby. I'm dreaming, but I'm not dreaming of. I'm dreaming of a hot Christmas. But again, why do we have to put it all away? I know what our boxes say, and I know you don't write Xmas on your box, but when it's put away, it doesn't have to be out of your lips. Amen. Keep praising the Lord. Amen. Steaks, I'm telling you, it's a celebration, but it shouldn't be just a day long. It should be a day, but it should be all year long. Just keep praising the Lord, and you won't be disappointed. And you know what? If you'd start setting aside money to be a blessing to people throughout the year instead of just one day, you'll be amazed how excited. You know how thrilling it is when somebody opens that card and you kind of watch. Maybe you didn't tell them who you were, but you're kind of watching, and you see them open that card, and there's that gift card or whatever it might be in there, and they get all excited, and pretty soon you see a tear come. That's just as thrilling in July as it is in December. Amen. It really is. And that's what, God gave the very best. He gave his son to die for us. Praise the Lord for Christmas. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads, please. Thank you so much, Father, for sending your son. And Lord, I thank you that we can set aside a day to recognize that event took place. We don't talk about it just on the day. We've talked about it now for several weeks. We've sung about it for several weeks. I thank you for that event that took place. But I pray that it wouldn't be just a one-day event for us. It'd be a lifetime and an eternal time for all of us. We know we're going to praise and rejoice in heaven, but I'm afraid we don't do it enough right here on this earth. Help us, God. Please help us to really, really celebrate Christmas.